Morning freaking sucks. So here's the thing. Morning really freaking sucks. I have no idea what this blog will end up being. I really just wanted to yell and scream in the void that is the internet. I'm sure no one will ever read this. Maybe I will somehow parlay this into a blog about the books I like to read. I really admire those people, and more importantly, I just want to get free advanced reader's copies of books. I've spent way too much time at the old Barnes & Nobles lately, and thus spent hundreds of dollars. So Mum died over a little 3 months ago. One of those ways I've dealt with her death is by buying books I'm not reading. I love to read, but even that seems like too much effort after a long day of fake and happy at work. I just want to lay in my bed and watch Hulu. Reading is my favourite. Hell, as a young teenager, I had the whole Mary Higgins Clark canon and actually read every novel she had written up to that point. No one else at that age, or my age now, can truly appreciate the magic Mrs. Higgins Clark created. Back to my love of the written word. Admittedly, in the form of an angsty, codependent, unhealthy YA novels, I liken my love of Twilight to my love of bacon. I know it isn't good for me, but I just can't help myself. Albeit, I won't jump off a cliff or anything if that bacon torture thing ever comes truly to fruition. However, even my love of reading cannot take away the pain I feel. Books are magical. They take you to another place, another time, another planet, another reality. It is like watching a movie in my head. Since my mum's death, I found that when I put the book down for the night, I remember my reality. And that reality is a gnawing, biting pain. My mum had breast cancer. She was diagnosed with invasive ductal carcinoma in the right breast, mid-July 2012. We found out 1 week after that he was in her lymph nodes and liver. You see, I'm a nurse. I knew by looking at her labs and MRI that she was in liver failure. Her oncologist kept telling her she had 1 to 3 years left to live. They even told her that 1 week exactly before she died. She passed away about 5 weeks after her diagnosis on August 20th, 2012. The week following her death, I was running purely on adrenaline. I kept giving myself pep talks like, you can do this, you've been through worse. Oh self, how wrong you were. After the first few weeks passed and her house closed up, everything she owned was in boxes. My sister and I packed up her stuff and put it in a 16-foot Pensaki truck. We then hauled it 20 hours to Texas. I remember thinking how weird it was, as we were pulling away from a house in California, that everything that was my mother fit into the back of this 16-foot truck. She seemed so much more than that. I had just spent the previous week picking her hair up off the floor. She had lost most of it due to chemo. I wish I'd kept some of it in a Ziploc bag, for I don't know what, but at the time, it was like acid to the touch. A painful reminder that cancer is what took her life. We had no time. No preparation. Her liver went into failure, and 3 days later, she was gone. I guess this is all for my first post. Oh, void is the internet. Morning really freaking sucks. P.S. No, that is not me at the book signing for the host. No, I did not drive 3 hours to Houston 2 days before that waiting in line for 3 hours in the morning at a Barnes & Noble. No, I did not drive back to Houston 2 days later for the actual book signing. Yes, I actually did do all those things. I wasn't alone. I had an accomplice. At least I'm not alone in my nerding.